Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. This year marks the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. And in Boston, rap and hip-hop artists are pushing the genre forward. One of them is Key, a rapper from Dorchester.
I'm the life of the party. Got the bottles on deck, we sippin' on Bacardi. All the shorties in the back of the back, already shaking ass, got the going gnarly.
The 23-year-old released her first project 2 years ago. She got noticed quickly. She won Best New Artist at last year's Boston Music Awards. For our series on rising local musicians, Sound On, WBUR arts reporter Arielle Gray tells us why she thinks Key is one to check out.
If there's one thing rapper Key knows how to do, it's play with her voice. She can go from a very 1990s-inspired Spitfire sound like her song Berserk.
How I come in just so effortless. I got you hooked, I know you wonder how I jig and finesse. The truth is everything I do, I never do to impress.
To a gritty, metal-driven rage like on the track Dump-ish.
It's going up. To the sky, cause you know it's lost. See the smoke inside the club. Gonna blow it down, I don't think you high enough.
There's no lack of swears and other expletives in Key's music. Her in-your-face, combative lyrical style is unapologetic, often drawing from her experiences as a Black woman in the music industry. And though Key's delivery and tone change on nearly every one of her albums and singles, she still has a recognizable sound. So she's quickly developed a following here in Boston in the 2 years since her first EP, Baby Steps, came out. Here's a track from that.
When it comes to a degree and making future plans, I'll be cooking in the kitchen like my mama making yams. I can see it on your face, you maybe wonder who I am. Hello, my name is Key, today I'm going on a rant.
You can hear the wit and playfulness peeking through in the lyrics, but sonically, the track isn't as adventurous as her later music. I think my favorite thing about the project is the cover. It's a photo of Key as a toddler. She's wearing a pair of headphones, a big smile on her face, and she's surrounded by studio equipment that belonged to her father.
My dad was always making beats at home. He would have friends over and they would come and record. You know, through his appreciation of music, I found my appreciation of music, but in a different way at first as a kid.
Key draws from many different inspirations, including hip-hop and the subgenres trap and rage music. Rage is fairly new and features lots of drums and bass and abrasive synths. One of Key's big influences is rapper Rico Nasty.
I get the bar too high and it's hard to beat. Gucci shade tank dark, so it's hard to see. The easy part is getting money, but it's hard to keep.
Rico is known for her aggressive delivery in her music. But beyond that, what really inspired Key was Rico's differences from other female rappers, like her outlandish personal style and unconventional visuals. Rico Nasty's fame proved to Key that she could be unique and still make it.
As a young Black woman, there's this stigma behind what a woman in general in music should sound like or do. Her flow, her sound, and just how she expresses herself visually kind of kickstarted my perspective on how to be out of the box.
That out of the box thinking really solidifies itself on Key's third project, which is called Child's Play. The name is a reference to the Chucky horror movies that started coming out in the late 80s. Key uses a lot of voice shifting and some violent imagery on the album. She says she wants listeners to feel like they're immersed in a horror film. Key says the actual emotion of rage and life sometimes feeling chaotic are experiences she mines for further insight into who she is as an artist. She says she's still doing a lot of experimenting, and she hopes fans will sit tight as she evolves.
I feel like most people are ignorant to the fact that I'm still very much new to this, so I'm still figuring out what my sound is, my creative process, my branding. Sometimes I overthink a lot, and I doubt myself, or this doesn't sound good, but when I just allow myself to just be free and be me, I find peace in that. I find, like, serenity.
I'm like Freddy, pull up with the switchblade. If I'm coming, got you looking at me, key like which way? Oh, let's get it. I'm about to switch lanes. Yeah.
There's no box that can define Keys' music, and there's no genre that she fits neatly into. But freedom is front and center in all of her work, and it will continue to be as she grows as an artist.
You can find photos and Arielle Gray's full profile of Key at WBUR.org.
But it always be the same noise. Mob shit. With the gang, it's not an option. Two Tweninas sitting on the side, they look like chopsticks. Can't stop it. Missiles taking off, it's like a rocket. So you can't talk, cause you know that I can't win that a bitch made. I'm like Freddy, pull up with the switchblade. If I'm coming, got you looking at me, key like which way? Oh, let's get it. I'm about to switch lanes. Yeah, I'ma switch lanes on a top. I'ma switch lanes, hit the ship, going to the top. You know I was made for this. You know I was made for this.